This is bad.
Good thing it all gets fixed in post.
We do podcasts by nature, it's in our blood. Steady posting the magic and spreading love. Four guys on the pod every week. Live Twitch feed for the fans, what a treat. Find us on the internet with all the pods. Stacking up downloads so we become demigods. Taking our limit to our peak. Fortune and fame is all we ever seek. Everyone listen to a new low today. Everyone listen to a new low today.
Oh my god, that clap was way off.
Oh no.
Oh Jesus. I'm gonna need a drink. Oh no.
I've got
I got a question.
Oh, this is so
not a question.
It threw me off.
Drinks with Joe.
This better be a Dune inspired cocktail.
Drink out of a worm.
Dirt nap.
It's definitely not. But it is inspired by a film. This cocktail I'm
so
making
close.
Is
Tremors. Tremors.
So East. It's funny because when I was walking over here, I forgot which film it was based off.
I'm not talking about Michael J. Fox.
Cocktail.
In my head, I said Godfather, but it's not.
Goodfellas.
Yesterday, I was sitting in the house doing some work.
Willy Wonka.
Watching election, Super Tuesday, and I was like, you know what?
That's the worst movie.
Man needs a cocktail.
CNN.
And I was like, I want some whiskey base. I want some nice and rich. And I was like, you know what? Let me go with a French Connection. And then I was like, you know what?
Gerard Depardieu.
I don't know if this exists, but I'm claiming it as my drink. I created a drink last night, and I'm calling it the shit. Squirrel, because it's a squirrel trying to get a nut.
What?
So, 2 ounces of whiskey. 2 ounces of amaretto, and then ounce of orgeat, because that's a nutty flavor to go with the amaretto and the whiskey. Squirrel trying to get a nut. Boom.
So was the Godfather whiskey amaretto?
I can't remember what Godfather is, but the French Connection is whiskey amaretto.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Amaretto's not.
That was what I was asking. which is whiskey amaretto?
Oh, so, yeah. I've told you guys about my neighbor whose Facebook page is just him posting.
Godfather photos. Is scotch and amaretto.
That's
but not equal parts. You're doing equal parts.
What am I doing?
Only 1 ounce of orgeat.
2 ounces of amaretto is a lot.
That's what's the name? The French Connection is equal parts amaretto and whiskey.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then I'm just dropping one.
Typical French. Typical French.
Get a nice
equal
just make
parts
it right in your cup.
White flag.
Get a nice little stir going.
Swizzle.
Swizz it up.
And then boom. There you go. A nice, sweet, nutty drink.
Wow. Loves that.
What
nut.
Is that? Get your nut?
Oh, yeah. It's called the Squirrel.
Pour whiskey on a ball of ice. That's my cocktail.
This is our first invented cocktail.
Second. I thought it was the first as well, but remember I made the Atlanta sunrise with the peach instead of the.
I was there when you invented it.
Is that the one with the pineapple that's on your fridge door?
On your ceiling?
Is that different?
No. That was a very different beverage.
We were reminded of that on the.
The exploding juice one.
Yeah, the exploding juice.
End of the year. Oh Boy Awards. Yeah.
The Oh Boy Awards.
That one was called Pulp Fiction.
Ooh, not bad, Scotty. Not bad.
Cut that into that episode somewhere.
Cut that into the
Greg, go back and edit that episode for us.
I'm on it, boss.
I got a question. Scott, I got a question for you. Speaking of stuff falling from the sky or shooting towards it, do you guys have OCD like me where... When you're in your car with your windshield wipers on, and then you park your car, and then you turn it off, and if the windshield wipers are halfway on, you have to turn your car back on and then turn them off?
100%.
Yes. I have a lot of OCDs. I don't think I have that because I don't think I've... One time, a long time ago, I parked and I didn't check to make sure the windshield wiper was off. And it drained my car battery. So since then, really? I always...
Wait, yeah, it'll you turned your car off and they kept wiping? Sure? Is that what happened?
I don't know. Look, I came back to the car. Battery was dead. Windshield wiper was the only thing on.
Well, it's important if you live in a very cold climate because... If your windshield wipers are on and your windshield wiper is stuck to your windshield and then it comes on, it could strip the mechanism.
Scott, let me ask you this. Do you just turn the engine off without turning the wipers off?
Yes.
See, I was going to say, I always do what Kyle does. I always
like you just park it. And
I park it and then I turn the engine off and then it's stuck halfway and I'm like, no, and I have to turn it back on and then shut them off.
They get so little rain there that he's not used to it. He used to just turn his car off. And then when he just gets there and turns the car off, he's like, oh, shit.
It's true.
The windshield wiper was on.
That's true.
Yeah, you got to turn the wipers off first. A
little delayed reaction there, yeah.
True. I turn like
wipers off first.
Everything off, yeah.
Yeah.
Even though my headlights are automatic, I'll still do a quick turn, quick back, just to make sure the lights are off because I don't want to walk away.
That fucked me once.
The auto
in
lights?
My new car, yeah. In my Escape, I have the auto lights.
No, where are you going?
And I think I.
That's a good bit.
God damn it. It was so sincere that I just like was like, what?
I was so happy Scott laughed immediately.
That I
that was a my joke that when I gets first overlooked got it. And then Joe listens back 4 weeks later. He's like, Scott had a good joke when Kyle said Escape.
When I first got it, I had started turning them off, but there was like an in-between setting of like the running lights, I guess. So if I did it all the way to the left, which is off, they'd be off, but I think I did it like just one click. So they stayed on in the middle position.
And then you walked into your house thinking they're about to shut off soon.
Yeah, the battery died.
Yeah.
So I just I stopped fucking with it. Yeah, I stopped fucking with it and I just leave it.
Joe is so committed to an issue. Joe says something sexist to make sure he turns Ariel off too.
Jesus Christ.
I ran into an issue with the automatic lights the other day because we valeted the car the other day. And apparently they turned it off auto.
Fancy.
It was in a parking garage. Apparently they turned the automatic lights off. Richard. So I was driving at night and not realizing the headlights weren't on until.
Oh, shit.
I was like, that was upsetting. They just turned them off auto. That's weird. I was like, I'm so used to it being
Did anybody like flash you?
They That's did, but I didn't. I'm like, oh, well. Yeah, I was thinking, remember Joe? Like,
fuck, is everybody
Joe, remember
me
you telling that story of that car that was doing crazy electrical stuff flashing and turning
on. Where
that's what I thought was. I thought it was the same car you were talking about.
Yeah, Greg just honked his horn. Some people don't know.
Well, some people don't know how to flash their brights. They just know how to turn their lights off and on. So when I see them go off and on, I'm like, something's wrong with that person.
Gotta give it a little.
But I've actually had that issue recently where I keep getting flashed, and I think it's because my car has like the smallest tail lights.
Headlights.
Of any, it's like I feel like these lights shouldn't have passed like the regulations for size and brightness because they're like super skinny, just like red lines basically. And I feel like cars think my lights are off because they don't realize they're so small.
Or what if your taillights are out and you just don't know because you're driving?
Right. Have you actually looked at them?
Could be true.
Have you got it?
Like, you get warning. Like, they
might, might have been off.
Usually the blinker. Yeah, the turn signal, like, is like
then
on
you get
crack.
A fast, you get a fast flash. But
oh, that's for us.
Greg, watch those fingers,
that's
Greg.
That's interesting.
I do.
Kyle?
Solid points all around. Solid points all
that's
around.
That's what it does. Well, I was asked a question about something that I brought up a few weeks ago.
Hey, Squiggles has a question.
Hey, Squiggles got a question. A new goal of mine for the year to watch 52 new comedy specials. New to me comedy specials. We are on March 6th, which means I should have watched at least 9 by now.
I can't tell you how many weeks that is.
I've watched 4. So I'm still behind.
So you're a little behind there.
I mentioned the first one I watched, which was Jacqueline Novak, Get on Your Knees. I liked a lot. I watched the John Early special, Now More Than Ever. Kind of half songs, half music. Wait, no. Half songs, half comedy.
Half songs, half music.
He
sings the song, and then he plays the music after.
And then he does some instrumentals. Yeah. But he does, like, sincere covers that are, like, kind of funny, but it's, like, funny that he's being sincere, like, that kind of thing.
Free Palestine.
His jokes were okay. There was a few that I liked, a few that were kind of, like, whatever. Mm. But one I know that Greg had recommended before, which was Shang Wang, Sweet and Juicy. Watch that one.
I don't know
I
if he's happy because
the
Avalanche or that you
I think it's the Avalanche.
No, it's both. It's
I don't
both.
Think he's that excited.
No, it's both because that was an unexpected discovery. When I found it.
Yeah, that's been my favorite so far. I was
also Shang Wang just scored a goal on the Avalanche, which is wild.
Exactly. Rare.
But yeah, that was so funny.
What was that, Greg? Yeah, he had some great stuff. But then, because I loved Bo Burnham Inside, I wanted to go watch his other specials, which I haven't seen yet. So I watched the one called What? This came out, I think, 20...
Was it his first one? Second one? Third one?
It's his second one. This first one's not really available.
No, okay.
This one was on Netflix. Let me check the year on this, because the year is important.
Yeah, it's like 2016?
2013. This is 2013.
Okay, I was like, it's super old.
Yeah. I did not like this.
Mm.
It's extremely 2013 humor. He's very young. Like he's famous for starting super young. Like he started basically on YouTube, and this is I think his like it was his biggest special up until this point because it was on Netflix and stuff. And like it's just a lot of like shock humor, like whoa, I said something crazy, like that kind of thing. There's like a couple good songs, because he also mixes in like comedy songs with jokes and things, but. A lot of slurs, a lot of things like that.
Ooh,
and it's just like, well, this isn't funny. Like, at least be funny if you're going to say shit like that. But yeah, it just felt like him, like, getting out all his, like, shock humor at once, you know?
Yeah. Teenage angst. He's still, like, 18, 19.
Yeah, he's, like, 22 at the time.
Oh, 22? Yeah. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I know he turned 30 in 2020, so he'd be, like, 23. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right.
But I heard Make Happy is a lot better, and that's probably the next one I'll watch, which is a special after that. But those are the ones I've watched so far. I have a ton. I should look at the ones that I'm going to watch.
Yeah, you should.
But Netflix has a bunch. I know HBO has a bunch.
Both Neil Brennan's on it, Netflix.
I do have those. I think I saw Three Mics, but I don't remember a lot of it.
Okay.
So
Blocks is good in a different... I think Three Mics is probably better. But Blocks is good for what it is.
Blocks?
Really liked Blocks.
Yeah, Blocks is great.
Blocks.
It's just Three Mics, I think, is more vulnerable, in my opinion.
But yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, pretty well.
Yeah, they both are very vulnerable because nobody else does that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I was about to say, but Three Mics, I mean, there's one of the mics, it's just him bleeding his soul. So you're right.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah.
It's too many mics.
I kind of have a question.
I got a question.
Kind of.
I got a question for you guys.
I did something for the first time.
Speaking first time mics. Ever.
And I did it to spite a company. A big Ooh. Company.
Ooh, Kellogg's. Let's go.
So, I think it was Monday. I read Spectrum. That Spotify was adding audiobooks to their platform, and they were going to upcharge people if they wanted to get the audiobook platform. And somebody quote tweeted it and said, library cards come with audiobooks now. So your boy went, and I got a library card.
There you go.
I was wondering, have you ever guys? I've never had a library card before.
Have you ever?
Never had a public library card before.
Never had one?
Never had a public library never. Card before. Never.
What is it? Well, Canopy? Canopy the one?
Canopy also is available through it. Yep.
Canopy's the one with the library.
Yeah, Canopy because you can get movies, right, that aren't on.
Yeah, you get movies as well. So your boy's going to be all out. Yeah,
you actually get Doom 3.
Streaming service.
No, the audiobooks is a big thing. You can actually reserve books. But,
yeah.
And the dirt.
My Saturday mornings as a kid, my parents dropped us off at the library and we hung out at the library for a few hours.
And this is how you turned out? I don't believe it, Greg.
The Dallas Public Library was.
And then Greg walked to the bar.
Never had a public library card, but I think around the time I was 8 years old, there was a park near our house that they converted into a library. It was like one of the branches, and it used to be like when I
Jungle Gym had magazines.
Seven, it like had a field. It was like open grass.
Did they build a building?
And then they built a public library on top of the
air library. Books are blowing all over the place. What the hell's going on?
The words are blowing off.
I don't know what Joe knows what a library is. I'm concerned.
So once
the place with the slides
built
and
the library, then we would go. We would stop by and stuff as kids because like that's the place that had the computers. It had internet, so we'd go there every once in a while. But we never had a library card. We never checked out books or anything like that.
Chat because
it was like within walking distance.
Well, did
like,
you guys
we
have
would stop there?
Did you guys have high school libraries? Did you go to libraries in your school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's what I'm saying. Public.
How old do you think we are? Right?
Public.
School.
I know, that's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, you guys are acting like libraries are a weird thing. I just want to make sure you guys had them in your schools.
No.
He specified public.
Specified public library. So we would always stop in and, we would stop in and like, drink water because they had like a water fountain and shit and like go use the computers and whatnot. Yeah. But we never checked out books. Use the bathroom. Yeah, that was a good thing. Nice little in between from the courts.
It's the water station. That's the key.
It's the shitter. Joe took a shit in there and noticed they had books.
That's where I sold that bike. That I talked to that rap about.
Oh, shit.
No.
What's funny
I don't remember
is that
where it was. No.
My
library. A lot of free things at the library.
My library journey in Colorado was.
Joe checked out someone's.
Oh, you go to the library to get your tax forms. So I'd go to the library to get tax forms. And then, you can do your community service in libraries. So I did my community service in libraries.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
But. Yeah,
community service is for the Dewey or this is
Dewey Decimal System. Joe? Yeah, that's what it was for.
Did you guys have to do a community service in high school for senior?
Yes, for scholarship and stuff.
Well, it was good for your transcript.
I was gonna say it looks good on your stuff, and then if you want, like for Florida, there's a Bright Future Scholarship, so you had to get like 180 hours or something of community service to qualify.
I think we had to do it to graduate.
Whoa.
It was like
but the last few years, the only reason why I went to the library was to drop off my ballot. Because you can vote by
California.
Mail in Colorado. It's
liberal
very nice.
California.
Love that.
Whatever. Free labor.
Love that.
Work for free.
Vote for free.
But not anymore.
Kyle, sorry, you were telling
the
story.
The border
I interrupted like
crisis.
Three times.
The house I grew up in, not across the street, but perpendicular street, was the library.
Oh, wow.
So I would walk there all the time. It was just right outside my house, basically.
Yeah.
So that's the only library card I've had. I still have it. I just found it yesterday because I've been cleaning. It's like falling apart. It's
the
just
odds.
Old paper.
Just put that on eBay.
Yeah, it's very old. I should. It's very famous now. But like I've always wanted to like check out the local library where I am now, but I just never got around to it because like I want the free shit.
What do they look like? Do they look the same
I was about
now?
To say, the Spotify thing just
Joe
like,
showed us his. You're not paying attention.
No, yeah, the actual just library. Is it just?
Oh, that,
oh
it's just
okay.
All computers
like,
now.
Harder.
There's just like no books.
No, there's still books and stuff. They
there's
have
books,
like
man.
It's just
have, like,
an internet cafe now.
They still do like weekend readings for children and stuff like that.
Oh, so. Drag shows! Yeah, I heard about those,
nice,
brother.
I know. Now I know where to process.
Oh, Jesus.
I think if I didn't listen to many podcasts, I would listen to audiobooks in place of.
Well,
but
that's
I do not
Atlanta,
listen to
the Atlanta episode where the lady was the Atlanta episode.
Oh,
the
yeah,
Spite
yeah,
episode. Because she was doing like readings of her book. Oh, my God. What an incredible
episode. That was such
episode.
A good episode.
Holy shit.
I don't
know why that just
no.
popped in my head.
What made me think about it was, one, the Spotify thing, and somebody said, like, hey, you can get audiobooks through Hoopla and all that, and I was like, oh yeah, I one of my resolutions was to read / listen to books more.
That is reading. True.
Read / so autobiography.
So I was like, let me do that, because that'll, you know, put that battery in my back to do that. But then I also remembered the libraries where I went to vote, not for the primaries, but for the midterms last year. So that's why I was like, oh snap, the library is right up the street, so it's not out of the way for me to go get the library card. Went in today, 5-10 minutes, and boom, had the card.
Let me Google that right now.
Nice. So,
yeah. Want to encourage everybody, support your local library. You know?
Put an R in it.
To your library.
Also, library. Would be nice.
I was waiting.
It's a free card. I don't know how you 15 really
minutes.
It,
so. I was waiting for a library to come up.
Get your library CAD.
Get your libation and go to the library.
Ooh. Oh, my. If the library had a bar, oh, my God.
Oh,
oh shit.
Drunk Tuesdays or something?
Oh, my Not God.
Not a bad idea. Library after dark?
Oh. Just pouring Not in that sense.
Kind of like how they do museums after dark and all that.
Check out vintage Playboys. Have a few drinks.
Okay.
It was when I was a kid, we'd go to the library. That's where I discovered Mad Magazine and Cracked. Because they had the magazine periodicals section.
Oh, really? That's
so.
That was another thing I found out, actually, when they gave me the brochure. Like, I get the Atlanta Journal-Constitution now. I get the New York Times now. I was like, hey, not bad.
You get it or they have it?
I think I have access to it online.
But you...
Oh, online.
Yeah. I think I have access to
the internet.
Noise.
So you don't have to use...
But every time I try to go read an article on the AJC, it's like, eh, do you give us $10? Yeah,
behind
a month?
Our paywall. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Well,
I'm used to shit being free.
Yeah.
Give me more information in the headlines so I don't have to buy this.
Exactly. Greg Bluenstein, so tell me everything I need to know.
Like in Nevada.
Since I started doing road trips from the area I live in now, I found out that Nashville is only, 3 hours away in Tennessee.
Oh, that's not an abbreviation for Nashville.
Driven through it several times.
Shville.
This past weekend, Kendra and I decided to spend some time there. We went to Nashville over the weekend. Had a really good time. Spent Saturday afternoon drinking beer, listening to live music at...
Oh, hell.
You're going to hate me for it, but it was Kid Rock's big ass honky tonk rock and roll steakhouse.
No. Did they serve Bud Light?
You couldn't find a better place.
They had Bud Light. They had everything.
The guy we like, the good country music star.
Which one is that? There's a bunch of them. Yeah.
Remember.
You got to realize how many this place, but.
Blake Shelton.
Keith Urban just die?
How there's many a Jason Aldean. There's like 12 different people, or at least.
Do they have an old red there from
and you settled on Kid Rock.
Because they just opened one of those in Vegas.
Yes, there's old red.
Not Keith Urban.
But no, it was a really cool place. Has a cool stage. Two-level stage. So when you're on the upper level and the bottom level, you still get to see both stages. We saw two bands perform over 4 or 5 hours we were there.
Are both stages used at the same time?
No, there's one stage, but it's two levels. But there's two levels, so you can see the stage from both.
All Red has four levels, one stage.
Nice.
Garth Brooks is who I was thinking of.
Oh, Garth Brooks, no.
He's maybe. Our guy?
He's our guy.
Like he's pro...
where are the bodies,
pro
Garth?
LGBT and stuff, so...
Oh, okay.
I believe
but the bands we saw played mostly rock and roll, some country and stuff, but it was just a
Chris
good time.
Gaines, Joe's a big fan.
They had a good time. We had a good time.
Different. That's the guy that passed away, I believe.
Chris Gaines?
Yeah,
Chris Gaines died.
Chris Gaines. Isn't Chris Gaines the one that died like a couple weeks ago?
Are you sure?
Is Garth Brooks Tim Gaines? Who's Tim Gaines?
Tim Gaines.
Chris.
Damn it.
Chris. You know,
Tim Raines. Who's Tim Raines? No, he played for the White Sox.
He is Chris Gaines. Who's the one that just passed? There was
Tim Raines.
Oh, it was Toby Keith.
Keith Urban. Toby Keith.
Toby Keith.
Oh, same thing as Keith Urban.
What's funny is the second band.
Rick Grimes?
The second band we saw, the lead singer kind of looked like Toby Keith. But he came out, so you
maybe
can.
Maybe it was him. If you think it's Seth,
they go around with a tip can, and
Biggie,
you can like,
and Tupac
songs.
And his band.
So this dude, the second band, I can't tell you the name of the band. It was his name, but he said, "We just got paid $100 to play Metallica."
My bad.
So here's this dude that looks like freaking Toby Keith. He takes off his cowboy hat, lets his long hair flow, and then just goes into Inner Sandman. It was such a fucking blast, dude. It was a ton of fun.
It seems like now, what Greg's dream was... that happened in front of you.
It was. It was a dream.
A country musician transforms into Metallica. Yeah, that sounds like a dream he would actually have.
But it was
how many,
like this,
how many
this particular band.
Parties did you run into?
Oh my god, bro! I mean, on the dance floor itself, there were like six competing bachelorette parties. There were like six different bachelorette parties on the one dance floor.
Nashville Bachelorette Central.
It was
Nashville is
definitely.
The white bachelorette paradise,
and they all think they're like really? They all have cowboy hats of some color or version.
Whoa!
You guys are all the same.
Sash on, probably.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah. With dick stuff, there was like,
yeah, let's say the dick scrolls all the, and all that. Yeah.
Kelly picked green, but then Veronica did blue. So
say what you will, that Kid Rock place was freaking fun.
I have a question. I have a question. Actually, Ariel asked this the other day.
We got a question for you guys.
In addition to the question you're asking, Greg.
No, I asked Greg.
I'm still on my topic. I'm not done with this topic. But go ahead and ask your question.
My bad.
Oh, we'll get back.
My question is. Have any of you guys been to a black wedding? Ariel posed that the other day.
Define black wedding, Joe.
Kyle, look.
Yeah, what? What are the parameters?
Where both the bride and the groom are of African American or Afrocentric descent.
What if only one of them was?
Well, no,
that's the complete opposite, Kyle. That is the opposite.
Looking for
what
both.
If? Oh, hold on, Joe. Whoop. What if I've been to two weddings?
Okay,
where one of them
two half weddings?
Does that count?
Which
if
half?
You add them together.
Which
does
half?
That count?
Which half?
Looking for
Kyle though.
Full
one was a guy and one experience. Was a woman.
No, that counts.
I don't think so, I've been to a wedding that had black
that
people.
That evens
added.
Out. It evens out the ratio.
So Scott doesn't think gay marriages are legitimate. Got it.
Ooh,
okay.
Okay, Scotty. Whoa, what's happened there?
I said I'm not getting married until every state has a gay marriage.
Tim McGraw?
I think you're going to get married.
What was his name? Garth Brooks. Scott's not
no,
man
I have
Chris
not,
Gaines.
I'm sorry. I've not been to one where both.
No, it's not a sorry thing. Ariel just like we were driving and she was like, huh, I wonder if they've been to because we're about
so
to
she's
have
like
a
they're
black
about
ass
to
wedding.
Ariel's like, do they know what they're getting into? Is it true you guys have a dunk tank?
Oh yeah, we got a dunk tank. We got a there's prop hair that you can finally get to touch.
There's like a booth with like mannequin heads. Like, oh, that's what it feels like.
Like, oh, that's what it feels like. Oh yeah.
Have we ever asked the questions if any of us have ever had an interracial relationship? Has that ever come up
we've
on the show?
Never asked.
We're gonna put that on the table.
I think I've exclusively had
because I was like, I've touched black hair before.
Yeah,
come
I think
on,
Scott's only done
I,
have, that.
I don't touch white chicks, so I'm off the table.
It was just when I was thinking about black ladies' hair, so you don't. But I was like, well, what if you've? So that's
yeah. What if you're dating a black girl? I mean, eventually exactly. You're gonna touch her hair. Yeah. Good point. Good point. Oh, the aunties. Yeah, they're gonna.
Oh, we got card games.
Explain how to play spades.
Oh, I've been playing spades.
You think I don't know how to play
spades?
Spades
when you guys before you were
also
born,
very
Joe.
Southern.
I don't know.
Ariel's
I don't know how to play spades.
Also southern black. So. A spades game may break out at any moment.
Spades is fun.
What about... Never mind.
I'll join in.
White people play hearts.
I'm looking just to hit the dance floor for like 5 hours solid.
Ooh, this is one wedding I'm not hitting the dance floor.
We're playing for all the bachelorette parties.
This playlist, man.
Usually the weddings are the only time I hit the dance floor, but this time I think I'm going to stay away from it.
Scott, we're not like the best dancers in the world. Like... We're gonna be having fun. My family.
What do you mean?
My family. My family.
When you say my family.
No, when you say Oh, come on.
Both of seriously. Our families. I don't think we're going to be on the dance floor. Right,
we'll see.
I'm a great dancer. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not going to be out here like he's popping and locking great. And, you know, doing moves and whatnot. But, you know, we're going to have a good time.
But, you know time. The stereotype about our side. So, I mean,
you guys have no there's rhythm a
gap
whatsoever.
There. There's a gap there.
Joe thinks we step
on
glass.
I'll count you guys in. It's the two and the fours, all right? It's the two and the fours. You guys tend to be on the one and
look,
the three.
Look, Joe, I'm not, it's ridiculous. I'm not counting myself among this group. I'm just saying it's generalization.
I don't know what Joe's
Kyle,
talking
I think,
about.
I think Kyle got the – I think Kyle can
you
find
think
the
I,
rhythm.
You
I
think I
– we've done enough – who does a pod episodes? I think you can find the rhythm.
Well, to finish off my topic about
three enough times.
My topic about Nashville, we went there for the sole purpose, not for the sole purpose, but we went there because we had tickets to the Colorado Avalanche because I don't live in Denver anymore. I don't get a chance to see them all the time. The closest place to go see them play is.
What happened? What did happen? I just read Ariel's comment before she corrected it.
I was like, what did I say? I was like, did I say something
my
weird?
My family has hood dancers too. Good. I don't know if she's correcting herself.
I thought she was
herself.
Defending Joe saying that her family wasn't good at dancing by saying man. That. I was like, whoa. Anyway.
So anyway, we had tickets to the...
So you went to a game.
To the Bridgestone Arena.
That's what she's saying.
Bridgestone Arena and downtown Nashville. Everything in Nashville is together. Like the Country Music Hall of Fame is across really the street from the Bridgestone Arena, which is on freaking Broadway, which is freaking by all the honky tonks. So it's pretty cool.
That's
that
a proper
way.
Downtown.
But the Avalanche got
that's a good city.
Outplayed and got beat on the road by the Predators, who had won their eighth in a row at the time. The seats.
Predators.
So we were in the upper level. The seats were narrow anyway, and then they had cup
they
holders.
Had no mustaches
they had cup holders at the ends of every armrest, so it was impossible
sit down,
to get in and out of those seats.
Have some lemonade,
when you're a certain weight, it was not fun.
But, oh, you were like pinched in by the cup holders?
Oh, yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
Isn't that what most.
Yeah, but have? Some, like, a lot of them have the cup holders in the seat in front of them, so the, at least the armrests are
like
straight,
that.
But when the. When
like
it's already
that.
Tight,
the
and
Philly
then you have the extra inch on each side, which makes right. it tighter.
Mm. Oh my God! Tell me about
so
it.
Ass. But
I'm hoping like hell James doesn't clip it where the snot comes out of my nose.
I don't think it's that clear.
Oh,
with
snot
video.
Oh man!
I wish you didn't even tell me.
But that. It was a fun trip to Nashville. We're going back to Nashville Easter weekend to visit
ooh.
Kid Rock
oh.
once again.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
to celebrate
he has risen.
The resurrection.
God is risen, and so is
resurrection
Rock.
Resurrection of Chris Rock.
Ball with the ball, the
Chris
bang,
Chris
the bang,
Rock.
Jesus, Jesus.
Whoops. Is he going to be there?
Yeah, he's going to slap Jesus.
Yeah, when he posted
he
went to the game, I love, he no, he got slapped.
Oh, yeah.
When you posted you were going to the game, I checked the score, and I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah,
it was, like 5-1.
It was bad. Yeah, it was.
Oof.
It was close. They tied it at the end of the first, and then just they got outplayed. Well, it was bad.
Craig also was
outplayed
at the Knights game with me
nets.
When they got beat by the Ducks. I think Craig might be the problem.
That's what Kendra and I were saying is that we need to stop going to hockey games.
Ah. Pop quiz. Does anyone know Kid Rock's real name?
Oh, we.
I knew it once in life.
Ooh, I know.
We knew it. We looked it up
there,
while we were there, and I already
it
forgot.
Oh.
It's like Paul Schmidt or some shit like that.
Nope.
It's Cucumber Nashville.
It's something generic. It's something generically asshole.
It's
from
Robert Adult
Ritchie.
Sand.
Robert Ritchie. Jesus Christ.
Adult Sand, yes.
Right. That is we got a question from down under.
Kid Rock.
Ooh, indeed.
The other day at lunch, I noticed a colleague cutting up a tomato. And I thought to myself, that's enormous. Did you buy that? And they said, no, I grew it in my backyard. And here's my question. When was the last time you grew something massive? I'm not talking about Greg's waste either. It might be Scott's gambling debt. Yeah, the real deal. Have you grown anything massive? Okay, end of my question.
Yeah, our hatred for
like,
you,
for
you son of a bitch.
I don't like the sexy voice when he's like, if he goes, have a grand something massive.
Have you grown something?
Yeah, his when he has a question, he's always whispering.
Yeah, did he? The question like, I feel like he records in the student building.
In bed. He did say on this one that something was happening during it, but I can't remember what it was. I gotta look it up.
Oh, okay.
Well, our partner has given birth to our 16th child. We're not married yet.
Partner. Apparently in Australia.
I haven't grown anything, period. Like, I haven't grown any vegetables or anything like that. Massive or otherwise.
Well, sometimes when you're in the mood, you know, things tend to grow.
I've grown, I mean.
Periods?
Whoa.
I've left something massive behind.
There, I tried to grow.
Speaking of massive behind, Joe, what do you think?
Never worked.
What did you leave, Kyle?
The turlet.
I tried to grow a mango. Didn't work out for me. I wasn't as diligent.
I tried to grow a Venus flytrap.
One mango?
Just one mango?
When I was a kid, so I finished the mango. Mango is one of my favorite fruits.
Mango is the mango code we used to use for marijuana. I think it's common.
And then you have... Really?
Really.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
It had that big-ass seed.
It's not
good. So I was a kid, and then it's like, hey, you put seeds in the ground, shit grows. So I fucking buried the seed and then never got a mango tree.
Do they grow on trees?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, they grow on trees.
Where? What did you think they grew?
I don't know. Bushes.
Could have been a bushel. Could have been a bushel.
Yeah,
never. It'd be weird for a mango to be on a bushel, though. Too heavy for a bushel.
I'm frozen.
Mission accomplished. We have mangoes.
Down under.
All right. Oh, loadedforbeardoc.com. Loadedforbeardoc.com. Today, for hopped on my first meeting of the year, Anderson's been moving shit around. Never gave me a link until I asked for it.
Selling you a house?
Finally,
he was having meetings without you?
He was having meetings without me, Kyle. I didn't know. Our last phone call, he was like, oh, yeah, we have them on Thursdays now. I was like, well, you never sent me.
Who's we?
Or
you have a turd in your pocket.
He could have sent me the invite, but the problem is Anderson doesn't listen well. So I tell him every time I say, hey, my Yahoo is my main email. So send anything you need to there. And he always sends it to my Google. And I don't look at
I feel
Google.
Like that's on you.
Yahoo?
That's on you, bro. Who listens to Yahoo?
Where were the Anderson on this?
I never checked Gmail.
We've been through Yahoo.
And then on top of that, I only exclusively check Excite
for important emails. You got to change that.
Never change
for reasons like this.
Yahoo day all day. Gang, gang.
Why does he even have
We should come up with the next one. Remember Yahoo. Remember Gmail. We should do new low mail.
No. What? The problem is, Kyle, whenever anything needs to be like shared on the G Drive.
Google Meetings, yeah.
So it's like, hey, I'm going to ask for access via this. And then for his address book, it just locks it in as that's my first contact.
Yeah, so that's why you should use Google.
Checking it.
Nah, I hate it.
What? Okay.
Hate it.
Put it on your phone. Put it on your email client.
Hate it on my phone.
Your butt.
Put it on your desktop client.
Hate it on my
phone. I just have all my emails go to my phone.
Yeah, I have the Yahoo app. Everything comes to my phone.
Who has the Yahoo app?
Amazing. What is happening?
Amazing.
What?
It's not that amazing because no one sends you anything.
Been through this. How many? Right now, look it up. How many unread emails each of you have? I bet it.
Zero.
I got less than
zero.
What?
Yeah,
zero.
Wow.
Has zero.
Wow, look at you guys.
I'm opening up Yahoo. I have two in Yahoo. I have two.
Give me a little applause.
Oh, just read them.
Now
I have none.
I have OCD about clearing off my notifications and making sure it's not important.
See, that's the problem. We're all OCD freaks.
I'm getting rid of any red number. Gone. Get it off my fucking
phone. So, yeah, I like clean up my emails.
You're talking to the wrong crowd, Joe.
I was about to say, the problem is Gmail, I hate like the categories, promotions, and all this other shit. Like, dog, just give me my fucking
You don't have to use those.
Just get rid of them.
See, I don't know. I grew up on Yahoo.
Also, Google knows better, Joe.
I've had my Yahoo since like eighth grade.
They don't know how to make our voicemail work for our phone number, but that's okay.
So,
oh yeah, did we lose that?
I've been to Yahoo.
Were we supposed to text somebody?
Jumped on the email. Jumped on the Zoom today. We have a publicist now, Anderson, and the lady who does the classes. They may be going on.
She asked Anderson what Yahoo was.
Doing some print interviews here shortly. Like I told you guys, we submitted to Tribeca. We're gonna see what's that, what goes on with that.
What about cans?
The coloring of the film is almost done. The music of the film.
Can you try Jennifer?
We should have that in a couple weeks here. So yeah, things are moving. Things are still moving. I didn't have the time to ask Anderson about Jimmy Simpson and his potential involvement since he went to class. But I plan on texting Anderson about that sometime.
He went to the class.
What is?
I don't know if he went to the class, but he was allegedly gonna go to the class.
That's what I'm saying.
What's
to learn to act or to?
He was born to act.
I'm about to say to be born.
What's the last thing you asked Anderson?
You guys had ice cream lately?
Well, I'm asking that.
That's what I asked you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, have you and Atticus had ice cream lately?
Ice cream lately.
He's like, no, I emailed
it's a lie. It's a live hack. It's a hack full of life and a life full of hack. You take a life and you put a hack on it, and then Canute comes on and says something dumb.
It's Bad Albert.
Hack your mind, hack your life.
Exclusively on A New Low.
Episode 90.
Hey guys, it's Canute here. And I'm back with another life hack.
Woo! We let him do this 90
times. It's an age-old question. Should you pre-soak a dish? I'll just deal with it, you know? Whether you're hand-washing or throwing it in the dishwasher. Well, I've got a life hack for you. If you find the camp, like me, and you like to pre-soak your dishes before you have a shower, just put a few bowls around you.
This is a strange place.
And as the water falls off your body, lands in the dishes, make sure you don't step in them, and just leave them there. Anyway, end of the day, just rinse them out in your shower.
What kind of hippie bullshit is this?
What horse shit is
I like how we've gone from like life hacks to like something you should never do is shower.
You ever want to wash your dirty needles from your insulin shots, just put them in the bottom of your shower and then throw some water. Then when water falls off your penis and hits your insulin needles, they'll be clean as fuck.
And you can deal with it. Put in the washing machine or just fish them off. Especially people who are time poor. On a side note, if you live in a share house situation, this could be rather controversial. Some people don't see people being very innovative and follow my life hacks as the best way to live your life. Maybe they see it as a entry point to being institutionalized. Anyway, go out there and soak away. And don't paint your shower. Weird people out. The end of my life hack for this week. Bye.
What was that?
Did he say don't clean your shower?
I said don't pee in your shower. Oh, so you have to pee in your shower, dude.
What?
How do you get the stains off? How do you get the stains off the bowl?
Yeah, how do you get the stains off the wall?
Yeah, that's how I clean my bowls.
Whoa, what just happened there?
I don't know. It's a weird audio.
How do I get the coffee stains off the side of my mug if I'm not peeing directly onto them?
This
in the shower.
Yeah, do not put your dishes in your shower. First of all,
he just jumped.
Also, you could potentially step on them.
My bathroom is nowhere near my shower. Not even the same zip code.
What? In your bathroom?
Your bathroom? Your bathroom's not
nowhere
near your
shower.
I mean, my kitchen.
Sorry. Oh.
How big is this house, Greg, that your bathroom is separated from the shower?
You might need a downsize.
That's what I was thinking.
Whose brother is
man.
I'm glad we all listen to that. We usually walk away and don't listen to them, but we listened to that one. Yeah. Realized.
We?
Who's we?
I've been sitting here for most of them lately.
This is where the part where I walk away.
You guys, ready?
Yeah. This is where
Should we take a break? Should we take an intermission?
Should we take a break?
Yeah, we'll have to stop down.
Yeah, intermission for
export
this.
Export the episode.
Let's keep it rolling.
There we go.
Welcome to the movies.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
We come to this place.
I heavily teased this last week.
We're taking a break.
The magic.
Oh my God.
We come to AMC.
Before we start, I saw a shortened version.
I did.
Yeah. I saw one of the new versions.
It's shortened. They show.
It's not just. Turn it off.
They show.
It's not just shortened. It's different now.
Yeah, Avatar. There's new movies in it and stuff.
They
yeah.
changed the movies. They changed a couple lines.
I was so happy.
Yeah.
You know, they announced it. Yeah. Elvis. They threw fucking Elvis in there.
Elvis and Avatar. Yep.
Elvis, oh, Avatar. Boy. I think there was one more.
The only yeah. two movies that exist now are Elvis and Avatar. Way more. Yeah, they said they were going to have new ones, but so I thought it was going to be like new, but they've just
edited,
kind of rearranged it up. A little bit.
Yeah. Put a couple new movies.
It was nice because it was shorter.
That's what I asked for. I wanted some new movies. Weird.
They still have the splash, the step in the water. Yeah. It's still the step in the water. Like, oh,
geez, are the beginning's crap. All the same.
Yeah. But they said they're rolling out three new versions. So me and Greg obviously saw one of the three.
I saw the Avatar Elvis one, yeah.
That's the one I saw. You said you were going to see it on like the 29th, so you got to see it too.
So right? I saw a Thursday. They did have a Thursday.
Nice.
So, as I said, I heavily.
This is where we talk about the previous movie.
I was gonna.
Well,
this is your fault, Scott. You played the fucking AFC thing,
and it triggered it for me.
Don't bitch about it because it's your fault.
We're doing intermission.
So I said I was gonna see it Thursday, the Thursday after we recorded. I did. I saw it at my normal theater. After I saw it, I said, "I'm gonna see this in Dolby." I went again Sunday, Dolby theater. So I've seen it twice. I know Greg was excited, but the real question is, Joe, 7 days ago,
you
announced you are not a Dune guy. You said you love Denis Villeneuve.
Love him. Like a son.
You said you really like all the actors that are in it.
I haven't seen anything Timothy that started, Zendaya. Zendaya. I have no issue with him. Also,
blanket
really
statement, not
also
a Dune
Butler's
guy.
Been in,
not a Dune guy.
Not a Dune guy. That's what I said, yes.
Seems like you've seen it. So I would like to start with Joe. Okay.
Did you watch the first one,
I would like to know, when
one,
did you
Joe?
Watch the first one and then watch the second one?
Okay. Well, I'm not going to give you my review of the second one. I want you and Greg to give you reviews of the second one first, but I will give you the timeline.
Talk about watching the first one. Yeah.
Okay.
You want us to get why?
I want you, because I want to hear you guys talk about it first. Because you guys, as I said, not a Dune guy, you guys were Dune guys. This is what
you're
excited for. So I want to hear your thoughts first. But, I started thinking to myself, like, all right, everything I said was true. I like Denny. I like a lot of these actors. Hans Zimmer score. Like, let's fucking
go. Kind of already spilled this earlier now, when you said one of your other friends were like, you should watch Dune. You're like, I might.
No. So, I started watching Dune 1 on Saturday afternoon.
Finished it on Monday.
I was going in a little bit in and out of sleep, so I stopped. Because I was like, I got to give some dedication.
Too much.
Got to give some dedication. So then, my friend texted me and was like, hey, are you going to see Dune 2, da, da, da. I was like, I still haven't even seen Dune 1. I'm trying to watch it right now, but I was like sleepy. So I'm going to try it again in a little bit. So
not enough spice.
Went back.
I don't get it.
Finished Dune 1. I was like, all right, solid, cool. Dune 1 in the back pocket. Ariel, Sunday morning, I'm going to go watch Dune 2. So
Ariel said that?
No, I told Ariel. I said, hey, Ariel, I'm going to watch Dune 2 tomorrow. So
I'm
going to
go worship our Lord
Sunday
and Savior.
Morning,
and like, I'm not.
She did. And I said, no, it's funny. So I got to tell you this line now. So we went to a church event. They had like a prom for the church. We went to Saturday night. And like,
what?
I know, right? But the pastor gave like a little spiel up top, and then he was like,
go see Dune 2.
Even though we're going to be out late tonight, everybody should be at church tomorrow. And I looked at Ariel and I was like, I'll be at my church.
AMC.
I think you said that before when you went to see Oppenheimer. You're like, my church.
Going to my church.
And after Deja Vu, Joe went to see Dune.
So Sunday morning.
So you saw it Sunday.
To see Dune. Now. Kyle
like normal Greg. Screen?
Normal screen. I wanted to get into the IMAX, but I had waited too long, and the IMAX was basically filled. So I just went and saw it regular degler.
Ed Barrett?
Yeah. So, Greg, I know said you really liked the first half, Dune original, Dune Part 1. When I saw Dune Part 1, I was kind of like, it's good. I like it. It's solid. Kind of like Joe said. I wasn't blown away, but I liked it. I did read the book a couple years ago, so I kind of knew what to expect. And maybe,
didn't
like,
you read it recently?
Like 2020, like, yeah.
Okay, I was going to say like 2020-ish, okay.
Yeah, I hadn't read it before, so I read it because I knew this was coming out, and like I said, I really like Villeneuve. I was like, I wanted to get around to it eventually, so I read it. And it being, you know, only half a story, half a book, it's kind of like leaves on a weird note.
Well, did you know when there. You saw the so first like, one that it was a three-parter? Because I had no idea.
A one-parter?
Well, I mean, how many parters?
It's yeah, I knew it was half. I knew it was half the book. Yeah. I knew it was half the book. So I knew that going in. But I think still, it's kind of the same.
It says part one, like, at by the end. The movie starts. Is it at the
no,
end?
No, it's at the beginning.
Oh, no, it's right.
The title. I thought it was at the beginning.
Comes in part
one. It does say part one.
I think everybody got shocked, like, oh.
But I liked it. So I saw Dune 2. I was excited because I knew, like, the second half gets crazy. And this is maybe one of the best movies I've ever seen. I fucking love Dune 2. Like I said, I saw it twice. As soon as I saw it, I was like, I need to see it again. Because I saw it in my normal theater. My normal theater is kind of quiet. Mm. This is a loud fucking movie. Mm. So like I said, I wanted to go to the Dolby Theater, which has like the insane bass. And it has like the clear screen. And seeing it Sunday in Dolby was like a religious experience. I am a follower of Lisan Al-Ghaib. I believe in him. Which is unfortunate because of what's going to happen. But yeah. This is an amazing movie. This is an incredible film.
Okay.
Greg.
I think when the first Joe one came out, we had
Joe doesn't like it.
when we've discussed the first one, we had an extra person on this podcast and he's more of a deeper.
That person was a very Dune fan.
Into that,
very
nerd different. Into that, and I went into it with no expectations. I had seen the original. I was like, that was weird. It didn't
the Lynch one.
It neither, you know, whatever. And I loved the first one, and I was like, I was disappointed that it was had to wait a couple of years to see the next one, and then end up being like even longer because of the pandemic, or not necessarily the pandemic, the writer strike,
the actor strike.
Yeah, the writers over the so, but. Just like the first one, there were a lot of slow periods where I don't know if I like this or not. But then when it picks up, it just freaking goes. It goes. And that's what happened in the second one.
When it ramps up,
when the second
it
one,
is like a freight train.
And it's like, are they going to, I was like, in the second one, I was like, are they going to spend the whole time here on this planet with this? And then they went and to the other off planet stuff with the
They showed you the Harkonnens.
Oh, yeah. Right.
The empires
and
Tatooine.
Then, yeah, and then it just went freaking
effectively
nuts for the last hour or whatever. It was very, very awesome.
I think Austin Butler is such a captivating actor.
Mm.
I know Joe refuses to watch Elvis.
Not gonna see it,
but.
I've got same.
I thought he was amazing in this.
Well, it was the editing with him, though. I think the editing is what made him what he is, because during scenes where he's not even part of it, they'll cut to his reaction to it, which made it that much better.
Mm-hmm. I've got same.
He's not even supposed to be in this. He's not involved in this story part right now, but
yeah, he's barely
his reaction is like...
I wouldn't say he's barely in it, but...
I think he has like a total of 4 to 5 scenes, maybe.
Well,
a good amount of scenes.
It's more than that because, like I said, they go to his reaction. They go to his reaction on a lot of things where he's not part of that.
There's
scene.
Like a 30-minute section that's just.
Is he reacting to the movie?
That's really
because that's very meta.
His block right there. But all right. So saw Dune
2. Joe, why do you hate it? Go on.
And I think this movie is phenomenally directed. I think the acting is amazing. The story is engaging.
But
I don't care.
Austin Butler.
I think when I said I'm not Dune guy.
Dude, Joe, I get what you're saying.
I'm not a big sci-fi guy. I'm not a big sci-fi guy.
That's exactly what I was going to say, is this is not your genre.
Yeah, like, this is not my genre.
My favorite is sci-fi. So even this, even though I'm not a fanatic about anything, my favorite genre is sci-fi. So when I come across something that's unexpected, unexpectedly amazing, the filmmaking and the acting and the story.
Okay, I don't. It doesn't matter.
Story's good. A lot of everything in this, like everything about this movie, is done at the highest level. This is your return to traditional blockbuster. Like Oppenheimer and Barbie are kind of like weird, like
my Hollywood video
blockbusters
guy.
In that sense. Whereas this is a old school blockbuster movie event. It's giving you everything, the high caliber acting with the biggest actors around right now. It's giving you a great director. It's giving you action. It's giving you everything you're looking for. But I like, so since leaving the movie, I've been like, I just don't connect with any of this. Like, it's just not hitting me in anywhere in like my chest or anything like that. And I was like, do I dislike sci-fi? And so I looked at my movie collection and I was like, okay, the movies I own that Denis Villeneuve did was Sicario and Arrival. Arrival is sci-fi. But I think the disconnect for me is whenever we go like into a distant future or off into a distant planet.
Off Earth.
Yeah, like it get, I guess, like I can get it. I can follow the story. It's the same thing. Like I never really gravitated to Star Wars in that way. Like it's cool. It's fun. But it doesn't hit me in an emotional sense. And I'm big for me for a movie to like take it up a notch for me. I have to get hit emotionally.
I think there's stuff there you can latch onto emotionally. Maybe you just didn't. More than the book did, this movie made me understand religion.
Like, I was about to say, there's a lot of that. Yeah, like
I understand.
A lot of that I understood.
Now, what it is and like how it does what it does, you know?
Yeah.
This is also very Avatar. Obviously, the story was made way before Avatar and even before Star Wars.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of Star Wars, a lot of Avatar there, but it is still its own thing.
They may be pulling from it in actuality.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Avatar for sure pulls from this. But man, I couldn't stop thinking about this one. I couldn't stop talking about it with people. Like, I just think of lines and think of scenes that I just keep thinking about it. It's amazing. I'm probably going to see it again. I think it's
this is Kyle's Oppenheimer.
I think it should win Best Picture on Sunday.
That's a question I had. Do you think if it was in? Because remember, it should.
This is something
be
I was
going to
say. Yeah,
year.
I said this before we.
But it got moved. It
benefited so much from coming out now. I think this was like a huge silver lining for it.
It to come benefited out March, on everything except out. For award season.
I think it might.
I think it'll
save
stick around.
The test
no,
of time.
It won't.
I think because there's
the
not
problem.
A lot coming out this year. Because of the actor and the writer's strike.
I get that it's March.
So much
came out past few years because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
They were backed up. This year, stuff's getting pushed back. If you look at the horizon, there's not much.
There's not a lot of good on the horizon.
I'm not saying it's going to win Best Picture. I'm not saying it's going to win any
Oscars. But I think it'll get nominated more than
it
would have this year.
But I think it's going to get way more attention than it would have last year. Absolutely.
I think last year if it comes out, it gets a lot of technical nominations. I don't think it gets. Mm-hmm.
I think
it's gonna
be that
might
way
get
anyway.
A nomination, but no, I think there may get some.
It's too early to say either way, but I don't think it's not going to get ignored.
Well,
I think this
Joe's,
is a good year for it.
As
to come
I'm
out.
Not into sci-fi, I think the Academy says this is sci-fi. It's a lot of it's. It's beautiful,
but it's
well directed.
It's Denny
it's
and it's
sci-fi,
Hans.
Dude. Barbie got nominated for Best Picture. There's anything's possible.
Anything's That's
possible.
What I'm saying.
Anything's possible.
The Academy has changed. The Academy is not like the stuffy Academy from the 90s.
But there will
just
be
picks the English Patient.
Nine more months.
There'll be some people.
Nine more
push
months
back,
of movies.
There will.
So.
I get it. It's early. I understand.
Like, outside
I
of this, the biggest release this year is going to be Deadpool Wolverine. That's the two biggest.
You know what's
gonna
win is
Horizon for this year
so far. Yeah,
is if Definitely. If's gonna win everything.
Oh, don't fucking talk to me about that.
But yeah, no, like so Kyle, inverse to what you've been feeling since seeing it, like so captivated by it, I've been like more so seeking out Like, what am I? Am I missing something? I've been listening to podcasts. Like, I missing what people are getting? And I just keep coming back to the conclusion that it's just not a story for me.
Yeah,
this has been a universally praised movie.
I know.
I think Joe, you said it. Like, I'm not a sci-fi guy. Like, you weren't a Doom guy.
Joe's a big Earth guy.
I'm a big Earth guy.
He is.
Well, there's if you
leave Earth, not interested.
But Interstellar, leave Earth, but rooted in Earth.
Starts at Earth.
Oh, are they rooted in Earth? That's the thing. Rooted with humans that I have something I can relate to.
Did you guys do Kung Doon and watch them both together?
I connected to...
Kung Fu Panda doesn't come out yet.
Kung Fu Panda 4 comes out.
This week?
I think the chemistry with him and Zendaya was incredible. I think they told that story really well. Because that could be fumbled easily.
Yeah.
But I thought that was awesome. And I think that's where most of the heart comes from, is her resistance to all this happening and her kind of seeing what's going to happen.
Funny enough, I don't think that provides heart. So a thought I did have in this was like, this is, in a way, this is similar to me. One, this kind of mirrors like, I've had so much thoughts about this movie. I've been waiting for this. In a way, it feels like Oppenheimer. In a way, it feels like Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. But when you bring up Zendaya's character, I was like, in a way, this feels like the first Black Panther to me, where I didn't agree with T'Challa and his separatists, like, hey, let's be away from our American brothers and sisters. Like, said not be on Paul Atreides' side. But I was like, I'm so much in the Zendaya lane that I can't get on board with this Scott guy Rubino. Who's supposed to be carrying this movie.
But you, that means
see,
you
I'm opposite.
I know, exactly. I was going to say that's the point. Yeah.
I'm opposite as like, I get that Zendaya's character. I'm like, she needs to realize this is a lot bigger than her. And she needs to just settle down, chill out.
I was about to say, but then
it's, but that's the struggle of him becoming.
But
this,
he realized yeah. that he realized, and he knows he can see he knows, that she's struggling with
I was about
it.
To say,
he's like, I get it, but this is bigger than you, doll.
Yeah,
and that's where I think a lot of the discussion about this comes from. Is it's like you, I could talk about this forever.
Yeah,
and I won't because
I can talk circles around this movie. It's insane, but Yeah, no, I think, like I said, I think everything about this, there's nothing bad about this movie at all. It just doesn't speak to me. I'm happy it's speaking to an audience. I'm happy so many people love it. Look, nobody's bigger than me. Nobody more than me is champion. Like, go to the movies.
Nobody's bigger than me.
Stir Joseph Durbin. See something that moves you. But, yeah, this is just not my film.
Man.
I love that Kyle is like, I've got to see it 8 more times, and Joe's like, no, my thing.
I'm not a still guard. No,
I might see it 8 more times.
I will see it. I'll see it more times for sure.
Like, I literally thought after this, I was like, man, I liked. I came out of Blade Runner 2049 with the same feeling. Like, I thought everything about it was really good, but I just didn't love the movie as much.
Well, it's funny because did you watch the original Blade Runner? Because that was just fucking.
Yeah, I did.
It's like, this is nonsense. It's
did you
horrible.
Like The Matrix?
Funny enough, I kind of did the same thing. I watched that right before I went to watch 2049.
But yeah, 2049 was fun. But yeah, there's nothing. It was not a world beater movie.
This Scott, one, to answer well, your I question, this. I didn't. I never watched The Matrix until Ariel is a big Matrix fan. So she made me watch it. And I was like, it's cool. Don't care.
Oh my God.
That was tough.
I said this on the Discord, but... Okay.
Go ahead. No, please.
Go ahead, Kyle.
I just wanted to say on pod, watch it in the theater if you want to see it at all. Do not wait for this.
Yeah. This is definitely worth it.
Did you just say on pod, like on God? Movie. You got to on pod, you got to watch this in
no,
theater?
No, because we're on the podcast
pod we
talking.
Trust.
That's
on
what I
pod,
to say.
You got
to
watch this in theaters.
Dog, on pod, got to see this in the theater.
Don't put that on my jacket.
Oh man! All right, Dune 2 review.
Greg, anything else? Dune 2
books.
Awesome. Yeah. It's,
he talks like a Skarsgård. How do you do that? It's insane.
Yeah,
he's like the voice guy.
Well,
now.
Well, let's talk about accents. He said, well, I brought it up earlier, but
accents.
Like the South.
Talk about accents.
Like the guy from the South has a heavy Spanish accent. Is that everybody from the South have that accent? Yeah. So
I thought that was funny because it's a whole planet. Austin Butler, have different regions.
They're he doesn't
gonna,
have the Elvis accent, but he has a little bit of Southern accent going on with this character.
Yeah, but I say he has a twang in there.
He has a twang.
It's Irish. It's like all an right. Irish.
It is,
Swedish,
but he still has
combo.
The Elvis twang. Yeah.
I gotta ask: am I the only one that felt like Zendaya and Timothy have no accent in this movie, and they just talk like they're from today?
My blue suede shoes.
You're right.
They talk like they're straight up from now.
They well, Timmy's do. From a different planet, so it doesn't matter.
True.
Zendaya's from the north. Javier Bardem's from the south, so they have different.
I would say the problem with Javier Bardem is he already is Javier Bardem, so he has a twang to himself. Yeah,
that's
that, so was it adds that was my point.
Colors, Spanish like, accent.
His yeah. character, but
Scott,
yeah,
do you know what country he's from?
Oh my God, Spain. Times, it's but. Right underneath Ireland.
Exactly.
I'm gonna be going there.
Yeah. There was something else I wanted to bring up, but I'm cool. I'm satisfied enough.
It's yeah,
but it was. Fantastic. I mean, when the accent picked up, because it was slow-ish, but I was interested in it.
There's some fantastic shit.
I was gonna say, I think even in both movies, and they both have similar endings. I feel like the ending, in a way, to me, was kind of anticlimactic. Even understanding like why the last fight had to be in this secluded room, like. It just felt less than big than it could. Like the big battle scenes were on screen for maybe a total of a minute and a half. Like they get away from what could be these epic sweeping shots and like hand to hand combat in that area. And everything's always settled quickly there. Like Dave Bautista gets done up in like three moves. Like he's the worst.
Well, he becomes an hour immediately.
Spoilers.
That's the point, though.
His character.
The Harkonnens have been on top for way too long. Spoilers. They've never faced adversity.
Yeah, they're freaking
and as soon as shit hits the fan,
show.
They fucking crumble.
So well, that's what it was like, with Austin thing. Butler that's in the point, in the arena. Man. They're like, oh, they didn't drug that guy.
Yep.
Yeah,
one guy actually, and it took him a little longer to beat him. Yeah.
Took him 1 second.
They think they think they're something, but they've never actually faced.
They think they're hot stuff, but
like
yeah,
real
no,
shit.
What I liked was the black sun, where the fireworks were all like.
Yeah, that was fire. Ink blots and whatnot.
Yeah,
that was
inky,
cool.
Yeah, it's like a rival. Yeah, little rival throwback.
Yeah, freaking, that was fun.
Freaking look, I'm never gonna fault great Denny. Movie. Denny is a freaking. Visual.
He's a William Friedkin.
He has a distinct look and feel for movies.
He's got a certain taste to him.
It's just not my bag.
I get that. It makes sense because it's things. A genre that you're not into.
Yeah, it's not a genre that like I literally came home today and like looked at every movie in my shelf back here, and I was like, do I have one off-planet sci-fi movie back here? And I was like. If you want to just say sci-fi, I was like, you can make a case that Interstellar and Inception and Arrival, but I was like, Inception. But not Inception because like they're going inside. There's levels to what they're doing and all that. So I was like,
you're just saying
it is science fiction.
The one,
yeah, so,
the one,
but I was like,
Blu-ray Joe
thing I discovered
is Battlefield Earth, which is weird.
I love Battlefield Earth. That was hilarious.
But yeah.
All right. I saw another movie.
Oh shit.
Ooh.
Break time.
So when I talked about Anatomy of a Fall, I said it was not picked by France as their submission for Best International at the Oscars. The film that was picked is called The Taste of Things. It came to a theater near me last weekend, so I watched it. It was also not selected for Best International. And yeah, France played themselves because Anatomy
you
got like five
yourself.
Oscar nominations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, they did. However,
I'm not going to guess
if
that.
There well, are.
A couple years ago, India did that, right? With RRR?
RRR, yes.
Why'd I have so many R's?
You put five in it. Yeah, they did that. But if there are supposedly five movies better than this, they must be incredible, because I really like this. It's a beautiful film in many ways to both look at and the story. It's portrayed cooking in a way that I've never, not in a way I've never seen it before, but like better than I've ever seen it before. Like the first 30 minutes are them just like making a meal. And it's
like the bear.
It's pronounced. It's captivating.
Yeah. Meow.
It's captivating. So it's probably not a movie for everybody, but I think it's great. I understand why France picked it. It's an extremely French movie. Like it's French cooking. It's in the French countryside. It's like the 1800s or some
Michelin
shit.
Style.
So, yeah, it's great. I loved it.
So
I recommend it if anyone's interested at all. But it's not really available, so I just wanted to give it a shout out. But Joe, I think watch something as well. Yes, we can hear you. Okay. Should we stop?
No, I think we keep going and Joe figures it out. He'll sync up your last clap.
Yeah, start recording and do your last clap. It'll be all right. Just have two versions.
Right, cool. Okay.
I want
to make sure we cut.
I walked away, Kyle, but I do. I want to see that movie as well.
Oh, you do? Okay. So you've heard.
Yeah. So in the TV corner of visual things that we've been partaking.
Are you recording, Joe?
Shogun.
I just want to make sure.
Yes, I am recording. I'm back.
Is it recording the right microphone?
Shogun. I'm recording the right microphone. Shogun on FX and Hulu started with a double episode premiere. Episode 3 aired the other day. Locked into this right now. It's based on it's an adaptation of a book as well, similar to Dune. That is, it's very good. The acting is very impressive. I think this is I just saw today that it had like the biggest premiere since for FX Hulu since Bear season 2. Like this is going to be a prestige show that everybody's going to be talking about. There is some barrier to entry. They speak
subtitles.
So there's subtitles because the Japanese stuff is in Japanese. They do it in traditional Japanese, and they subtitle it for the audience. They don't do that for the Portuguese. Sorry, the English and Portuguese are just spoken in English. But yeah, so it's very interesting. It's a look back at a period in 1600 Japan and the exploration of Portugal, Spain, and England, and the Protestant Catholic wars and all that
on
stuff.
Earth. Just to clarify,
very, very on Earth. but yeah, it's super interesting. I've liked it a lot so far. Engaging in it, I can't remember the lead actor's name. He's been in 1,000 things. You've all seen
Tom Cruise,
but it's so good.
Show
he is the Last Samurai.
Jeff Gunn.
He was in Last Samurai.
No, because. Scott said Tom Cruise.
Hiroyuki Sanada.
There we go. Yes.
Yeah, wasn't he in Lost? Maybe.
I think he might have been in Lost. I think he was in Westworld when they did.
Definitely in Westworld. Japan when they did the Japan World.
He's in the John Wicks. You know what? He was in The Last Samurai.
Yeah, he might have been.
Seven Ronin and John Wick.
We've done it.
Bullet Train.
We've done
movies
it.
And shows.
They've come full circle. The Last Samurai. I'm a big
Rush
movie
Hour
guy.
3. Oh, he was in Rush Hour 3. Wolverine.
What? Now you guys are just being racist. He was in Rush Hour 3.
He was in Rush Hour 3. I saw that. So, yeah.
He wasn't Lost. See, I knew it wasn't crazy.
Good job, Greg. Good job. Avengers Endgame.
He played the White Tiger.
Endgame. Bullet Train. It's gonna be
Ian McShane.
The only thing coming out,
nope,
is Imaginary.
He's also in Loaded for Bear.
I'm not gonna see it till next week. But Sunday is the Oscars. We talk a lot about the Oscars on the show, so I just want to give a heads up.
Hey now.
We're doing a live show. Now. We're doing Kyle and Joe are going to be hosting an Oscars show live on the Twitch channel during the Oscars.
Wearing tuxedos.
From start to finish.
Mm-hmm. Full tux.
Is that this weekend?
It's not happening.
It's me not and happening. Greg will be doing the red carpet interviews. It is this weekend, though, it'll yes. be great.
Greg, I just said it's this
weekend. Yeah, we can't say hosting. It's going to be this weekend. I think Kimmel again somehow. Yeah. I think ABC just keeps getting it and they just keep giving it to him. They got nobody
else to do it. He's like,
it's me and Joe.
Yeah, me and Kyle.
I want to see Joe host that.
Oh, come on. Kill it. Maxine also got a release date finally. July 5th,
yeah.
That's the end of the trilogy of the X trilogy.
I hope she's doing well.
That's called Twitter.
Yes, it is. All right, let's get to the disappointments.
Disappointment. So as I mentioned last week, I tested myself twice for COVID. Tested negative. But I'm still sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks.
Of Scott. I know.
It is disappointing to have a congested nose and to cough a lot. I'm almost over it. I still kind of sound stuffy, I think. But yeah, the whole weekend I was sick and it sucked.
Turns out.
Still went to the movies.
Kyle hasn't had COVID. Kyle just defeats COVID tests.
I have a cold, I guess. I don't know.
Kept going
when I moved to Georgia, I felt like that for 3 months.
Three times in 4 days,
man. I think Scott got me sick by making me do the COVID test.
I didn't make you do a test because you sounded awfully fucking sick. I made you take it. I made you sick.
Like I blew through. Exactly. That makes people sick.
Yeah, Kyle did it too, and he's been sick for the last 2 weeks.
A lot of stabbing, not a lot of blood.
What?
That's such a weird nitpick.
It's weird, I know, but still.
Well, blew through some Tylenol cold. I got the suggestion
to
get the NyQuil cough and cold, but that made me very drowsy yesterday when I took it. I wanted to go to sleep in the middle of work, so I did not take it during the day, so... the thing is, I'm not mucusy. It's just like
But Mucinex has other things.
Pressure,
as well.
You know,
sinus stuff.
Yeah, I have Mucinex.
Need some Vicks. Rub some, get some Vicks right up in here. Clear you right out.
Okay.
Well, sorry to hear that, Kyle. Yeah. It sucks.
I'm sorry to hear it, Kyle.
I feel like he's not going to take tired. My advice.
I'm not.
Oh man! Speaking of congested. I feel like I've been congested with work lately. We launched.
Just put some Vicks under your nose.
Three to four new series in the last.
Where's the apostrophe in that?
Series. and yeah, your boy's been working overtime. Last week, after I finished the show with you guys, I was up until six, you know, cranking out some edits. I'm going to be up. Not till 6 tonight, but going to be up pretty late tonight after this.
Just put some Michael Vicks under your nose.
The blue blade.
Yeah, but, yeah, man, it's a fun time. It's also a stressful time. But, you know, help is on the way. We've talked. You know, we're going to be hiring new editors because we have such an expansive workload now that we're getting things out. So, you know, good problems.
Mm.
That's good.
Also, last week I ate like shit because I was working so much and it was raining, so I didn't get to go work out and I didn't feel like I had time to sit here and fucking make salads and shit. So I was just getting.
So you DoorDashed a salad?
Fucking Wendy's and shit. It was not a great week for me last week dietarily.
I was yelled at for DoorDashing Taco Bell last week, so that's interesting.
I didn't DoorDash any of these things. I drove to, again, Wendy's DoorDash across cookies. The street. I went to Wendy's.
I thought you said you DoorDashed.
I did.
Wendy's.
Scott said that. I didn't say that. And then I got pizza delivered to me.
I was not listening. I was looking.
Oh my God. I can't believe you had pizza delivered. Are you lazy?
Wow.
And then I got a free pizza too. Domino's.
You should act right like you have gout because you eat
get
like
a pizza,
you have gout.
Get a free pizza.
Interesting. Hey, so a couple weeks ago, my wife was like, watch this video of me.
My wife.
I was at my friend's house, and they put a virtual reality goggles on me and videoed me while I played this game. This is fun. She's like, we should buy something like this. It's like, okay, I'll do some research. So I went to Scott.
How much money?
I went to Hey Squiggle. I was like,
a lot.
You guys have any recommendations for the virtual reality?
You went to James too? Now I'm offended.
I went to James first.
Oh, my
God. But you both said the same thing. They both said the same thing. Get the Quest 3. It's the best thing going right now. Forget that it's owned by Meta, a.k.a. Facebook.
Scott has stormed off.
So I ordered the Meta Quest 3 from Amazon. It was to be delivered last Friday. We left at noon to go to Nashville. Our dog sitter brought the package in. I got home on Sunday. Open the package. Box empty.
Whoa.
Meta Quest 3 had been stolen out of the box that I'd ordered from. Turned the box over.
Hang on.
The Amazon tape had been cut. There was white or clear plastic tape on the bottom. So I bought a bundle. I bought a bundle. So it came with the headset, but it came with a comfort other thing that made it more comfortable on your head. So it was two items in one box. So in the warehouse, apparently, somebody had ripped out the MetaQuest and left the comfort strap. So I'm disappointed
did the box feel empty?
It felt like, it was light. I said, like, but I don't know. I've never owned a virtual reality
AR device,
mask, VR eye thing.
Yeah, light. You got to wear it on your head.
So my disappointment is
technology, you know?
I was so excited to be VR ready by Monday or Sunday when we got back, and shit was stolen. So that's my disappointment.
You're getting a refund.
I was going to say, I don't know what the encouragement you may have.
I can't imagine what my encouragement might be.
Okay.
That's interesting.
To the low lights.
Low lifes, low lights.
I got something to say.
We were concerned for you, Greg.
Yeah, I wanted more to the story.
Yeah.
At the Jen Carey on Instagram. The United States.
I don't know about that.
Is complicit in genocide. Thank you, Jen Carey.
You're gay. DTR on the Discord's disappointed in bad people.
Mark is on Discord. Hogan is a racist.
It's true.
Thanks, Marcus.
Good on you. Do you wash your dishes in the shower? Feel happy.
Wash my dickus in the shower.
The Flyers have had an interesting season. They're expected to suck major balls, but they're third in the division, which is solidly in a playoff spot right now. But what they have done is they have set the NHL in-season record for penalty shots scored. They have scored 5 goals on penalty shots this season. They got their first one in the third game of the season. And just on March 2nd against the Senators, they got their 5th. I don't know. But I don't think you can vote for penalty shots. You just have
to. That's like more than most teams have in a season, which is crazy. Because that involves.
That was the record.
Yes.
Oh, do you mean just attempts?
Yeah, it's not a common thing. There has to be like a...
No. Yeah, I don't know if there's just been a thing this year to call them more often or what.
It has to be like a breakaway.
Really paid attention to that kind of thing. Right? Yeah, but I mean, every time they come up, I'm like, this is weird. They don't come up this often. And then they
score. I don't think I've ever seen a penalty
shot. And they've been traditionally...
Well, you've seen them in the overtime shootout, so... same difference, but
well,
this isn't within within regulation.
Similar skill set, yeah. But they've been a really bad shootout team ever since the shootout has been implemented, which was like 10, 15 years ago at this point.
Columbine.
But this season they've been very good. Scott, cut the
fuck. Scott, what is happening? Jesus.
Not
season. I'm angry. I'm angry at Kyle again. 6 weeks in a row.
Jesus Christ.
Tiny doesn't know who to be mad at because she doesn't know the difference between the two of you.
King Kai is going on tour. Tour announced today. Tour dates announced today. Excited, encouraged, can't wait to go. Rage. Yeah. Very happy, very excited. Album has been dope. Only album I've been listening to so far this year. Not a lot of music has really moved me. Got a deluxe. That was pretty dang great and epic. So, yeah, can't wait to go check it out.
See you
live.
Nice.
Any Colorado dates? I'm encouraged by my toilet, which has a brand new light in it so I can pee at night.
Oh.
I also received my bidet.
Ooh.
But in Greg fashion, I have yet to install it because the thought of me turning a water pipe thing and getting on my knees next to the toilet.
Being responsible.
It is. It's
getting on the ground next to the toilet just... It's just
getting near the toilet's just.
It's worth it, bro. I'm telling you, dude. I was gonna say I was gonna put my encouragement, but I have another one. Still encouraged by my bidets.
But loving my toilet light
on the knees by the porcelain goddess.
But right, the toilet light, right? It's like
it came in handy today because my power went out from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So
jeez.
Being able to pee with light in my bathroom that doesn't have a window was very helpful. So sure. It was perfect timing for me to get a toilet light because I had no power for 5 hours.
Damn.
Next week.
But I will tell you, it's an easy installation for your bidet. So it's just you got
to
take the.
I got to get on the ground next to the toilet, and I only do that when I'm puking into it.
I know. It's weird. It's gross, but it's worth it.
You never do it sober.
I have used... I mean, I swear to God, I've used...
Maybe I'll install it tonight, then.
Like, toilet paper use is going to go so far down. It's awesome. Well, my encouragement is... All right, you guys might remember, might have been, an hour ago? No, it was like 5 minutes ago. I mentioned my stolen MetaQuest 3...
No shit.
Virtual reality goggles.
Oh,
empty geez. Box. Well... I got on the chat with Amazon, and I was like, oh, my God, you are not going to believe this. My shit was stolen. They're like, all right, well, we'll send you another one. I was like, oh, cool, thanks. I was, like, crazy that this expensive item was stolen. They're like, fuck it. We'll send you another one.
Oh, my gosh, we so...
You don't even worry about it. We don't need pictures. We don't need nothing. We'll just send you another one. So I received my MetaQuest 3 virtual reality goggles today. And it's fucking awesome. It's like somehow, like they have.
This is not the Apple.
No.
This is not the Apple
Vision. No, but this one, it has cameras on the front of it. But this one has cameras on the front of it. So even like when you're going through the menus, you can see. It's like, I can see out the front because it's showing me with cameras. And then I'm working through the menus. No, I haven't explored it a lot yet, but so far it's been very cool.
You haven't watched porn on it yet, you mean?
Have you downloaded any games yet, Greg? Have you done any games?
Well, I got a free one, something about Asgard, something or other.
Oh yeah.
I've not figured out how to get on the crow that I'm supposed to fly on. So apparently I have to grab it with two hands. So but
one game I do recommend, which I've played the most, is Super Hot. It's like a Matrix-style shooting game, but it's just like three-dimensional, like
super hot.
Scott, I don't know if you know, I'm not into Matrix.
Yeah, no, it's not on Earth. I mean, that one is on Earth.
That one is.
It was very cool when it was like, oh, well, now you can make your hands work as well. You don't need that thing. So it's like, all right. And I'm grabbing menus and moving them and stuff. Like, I saw this in movies a long time ago, and I can actually do it. It's crazy.
Kyle's silent protest is very...
He's not protesting.
I just don't feel good right now.
This is good. All
right, Joe, hit it.
I think there's a delay. Can I get high? Every day I get high.
Kelly Pinedo on the Discord highlight. Tomorrow will be my 2 years at my current job, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to receive a big bonus. Plus, I just really like the job.
I like hearing about the bonus. Marcus, I bonus. Like Cody solved racism. Bonus, Cody greater than Hulk. Bonus, my sister's bathroom is too narrow.
That was a real bonus.
If the alligator eats Cody, does that mean Hulk wins?
Yeah.
Did you guys?
The alligator would want to eat Cody because Cody's better than Hulk, is what it is.
But if he does eat him, Hulk wins because Hulk's still alive.
Then Hulk wins.
Hulk
yes.
is the alligator at that point.
And Hulk is not the alligator.
Hulk is on the alligator's back if he's not the alligator.
Have you ever been to Alligator Alley?
Kyle is so pissed at this conversation.
Well, Kyle, I wanted to ask you
I think he's tired now.
You mentioned the price of the whatever
is right.
virtual reality stuff, but aren't gaming systems very expensive anyway? Even if you're playing through PC, don't you play?
Yeah, but I don't even have one Christmas tree.
Point to Kyle.
I love this shit. Bishop to Rook 9. He got you there.
I save up all my Christmas tree money for PS5.
True. What did we learn this week, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, man. I'm not a sci-fi guy. I knew it.
I don't think you're allowed to say what you learned.
My wife is also...
I don't know if that's in the...
My wife is also not a sci-fi person. But I explained to her that... I'm sorry. I had a little rant I want to do on this. This involves music and movies.
Explain. Please mansplain.
Fake Messiah.
This is not mansplaining. This is entertainment explaining that movies, doesn't matter what genre, they're all this, usually the same theme. They're just different environments that they're doing it in. Like it's a romance. It's all the stuff. It's all happening, but it's in a different place. If it happens in space, people hate it. If it happens on a spaceship, people hate it. If it happened in frickin' France, it's a frickin' beautiful romantic movie.
Love it.
It's Oscar worthy. They're all the same. And it's like music. I was thinking when I was at Kid Rock's big ass fucking honky tonk. Music.
Really hidden.
Music is the music is all the same songs. It just depends on the instruments used and the speed of which you play these instruments.
Hard R on that rock. I learned that Joe hates certain locations in TV and movies.
It's all done. Isn't like, oh, let's go. Cold. Breakaway.
That was it. Don't like snow.
Doesn't like sand. Doesn't like
just
things
like
not
Anderson
on Earth.
Doesn't like the winter landscapes. But I'm sorry, I interrupted Kyle while he was responding. Please.
Oh, I just learned that no one's been to a black wedding and we're all going to go.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Are we all invited?
Paul, I don't like the fact that
Paul had too many names.
I'm this old and haven't been to a black wedding.
You haven't been to a black wedding, I know, right? You're pushing 40 there, buddy.
How many weddings have you been to, though, Scott? Like, I avoid weddings, so I know that I haven't been to a lot.
Scott's been to 10 Latin weddings, though.
I mean, that is true.
That's a good area.
Yeah, I mean, I was in California.
Where they speak Latin.
That is true.
X, Ex Machina. What's happening?
Design al Gaib.
That's Spanish.
Quizacharach.
Whose brother is your uncle?
Usul.
Azul.
So many blue.
Greg, how did they delete this episode?
He's a hearkening.
What deep?
You delete this episode by going to anulo.co.
I didn't say how.
Listen to all the other shows on the Anulo Podcast Network. You have Who Does a Podcast? What was your last episode, guys?
We do.
Idlewild.
Idlewild. Funny you should say that. Cheers from the press box. Also on the Anulo Podcast Network. Well, because we're looking at houses in Idlewild is the name of the neighborhood.
Sure
if it was real.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second. That was a pre-show combo.
Thanks again for listening, everybody.
You're looking at houses?
Just like you, we're in Philadelphia.
Didn't she just get that house?
She did, but Greg wants to take it.
Oh, Greg wants his own.
Give us a call at 424-260-6969.
It's all the same story.
Virtual reality.
Open concept. Okay, people.
If I left anything out, remember, anulo.co. Thanks again for listening. And remember, it's a rad, rad world.
We could tear down this wall.
That one got Joe pretty good.
This is the time to say goodbye to all our no-life friends. We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end. See ya.
See, this is a load-bearing wall.
I got a deer.